In Serbia today, gunmen ambushed and shot Prime Minister Zoran Djindjic. He was rushed to a hospital but died there. The attack occurred outside a government building in Serbia's capital, Belgrade. Djindjic was a key player in the downfall of Yugoslavia's president Slobodan Milosevic. Serbian columnist Stojan Cerovic of the weekly magazine Vreme joins us now from Belgrade. What more do you know about what happened today?
You already said Mr. Djindjic is shot dead, and that's the most important. We still don't know who killed him. It seems that police already arrested some people, but we also know that police is still searching cars in the city, so it seems that the action is still going on. And we also, of course, we don't know at the moment what might be behind this assassination. It's obviously a political murder, and it's a great, great loss for Serbia, since Mr. Djindjic was the frontman of this whole modernization process. He was prime minister who managed to lead this government toward the West and Europe, and he was a reformist leader. So it's not quite clear whether we'll have anybody who could replace him successfully.
Did he have any enemies?
He had many enemies, apparently, as a politician. But you can't really put a finger on anybody on the political scene and say that, you know, who might be behind this assassination. His great rival was Mr. Koštunica, who just left his position of president of the Yugoslavia. But Koštunica and his party is probably not behind this act, since it would be very difficult to mention Koštunica's name in this context. I mean, it's probably behind this must be some sort of organized crime connected with the secret service, police, and some political structures from the Milosevic regime that are still left in some kind of power. I mean, apparently Djindjic did not manage to clear this, you know, the political scene and to replace all those people from the previous regime. So my first guess would be that behind this are people from the former regime and some organized crime circles.
Your country's been in a bit of a political stalemate, unable to elect a president. With today's assassination, what happens now?
Well, we did elect now a president of Serbia, Montenegro, which is now coming from Montenegro. We don't have president of Serbia. We have deputy president of Serbia, but that's not a major crisis. This assassination is a sign of much deeper crisis. I'm afraid that that this country is probably will have great problems to control crime. We will see what will happen. I mean, now its government is in a session right at the moment. But it's true that the crisis will is going on at the moment.
Stojan Cerovic of the weekly magazine Vreme in Belgrade.